Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Last time I took a tall girl to this concert. I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently tall people have fun at concerts. Are you guys aware of that? I'm 5'5". I just go to concerts to smell other people's armpits. Like, what the f*** is the point of this? She was having a time of her life doing whatever tall people do at concerts, you know? Jumping around, obstructing other people's views, seeing everything. I was frustrated. I had enough. So I just looked up at her. I was like, hey, pick me up.
That's right, it's the Wake Up Call. Uh-oh. 5:36. We are here, you are here. Let's do this. You know, let's have a great show, guys. You know?
All hands in.
Because we feed off of you. This is like the only form of entertainment I can think of, really, where there's like there's literally zero
interaction. I guess musicians, when they're making an album,
they have people working the levers, the studio people,
yeah,
the producers.
That's true.
There's at least somebody there being like, yes, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or like, no, we got to go one more time.
Right.
Something.
You're right.
We say something funny. We don't know.
Oh, we know.
We have no idea. Oh, we know, but that's true. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
How are you?
I mean,
you got here early today.
Yeah.
Earlier than usual.
Well, we've got some work to do. But I was also like woken up. I love my dog.
Oh, okay.
But he woke me up. And whenever he has to pee in the middle of the night, it's always like an hour or less before my alarm goes off. It's at like 3:45, like 3:30. And I can hear him barking downstairs, and I guess I'm the only one in the house that hears him, and I go
I'm
down.
I'm sure you're not. I'm sure your wife's just like, that's your dog.
Yeah. I mean, he is my baby.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll go change the diaper. But, like, I go down there, and then by the time, you know, he does, whenever I let him out, he does the same course through the kitchen. I don't know why he doesn't just make a beeline for the back door.
Interesting.
Goes the same course through the kitchen. He always goes to where the cat food is just to see if any cat food fell.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes outside and he does his business, comes in, and I put him back in the cage. I go back upstairs. I'm awake now, and I'm not going back to sleep. At that point, what would even be the point of going back to sleep?
I mean, I will take literally every single minute and second of sleep. So if I have the ability to go back to sleep, I'm going back to sleep. I don't care if it's for 20 minutes. I'm going back to sleep.
But I feel like it's just tricking your body.
That's fine. Trick me.
But your brain, like, I don't know. I always picture going to sleep kind of like somebody shutting down a big factory at the end of a shift. Like, you got to start in the back. All right, I'm going to shut off Sector 3's lights. I'm going to shut off Sector 7's light. We got to leave that just little ghost light on just in case.
Right.
And, you know, and then they power everything down, and then the guy shuts the door and locks it, puts the padlock on it, locks that too. That's how I picture going to sleep for me. So if I go back to sleep, that guy, first of all, he had to run in there and turn everything on.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Then I just figure, like, then he's got to quickly run and shut everything off just to make him do it again. That's mean. It's mean to the imaginary guy in my head.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could just not think of it that way.
So instead, it just seems better to doom scroll.
The feeling of sleep to me is truly one of the greatest feelings I feel. I know that that sounds so sad.
No.
But sleep to me feels just incredible. It's better than sex.
It is incredible. It's free anesthesia.
Right.
It's time travel.
Right.
I close my eyes and I wake up hours later and it went by like that. Wild. You all kept living while I was like, and not enough research has been done into sleep.
Why?
I don't know.
How so?
We don't understand a whole lot about it.
We know a lot about it.
Dreams. We've talked about this before. No one knows what they mean.
I don't know why you're saying no one knows.
No one knows. People think they do. Okay. Whoever writes dream dictionary, snakes mean change. They don't know.
I don't mean that part. I mean, we know why we dream. We know what's going on in our brains when we're dreaming.
It's to cool the brain down or something. What is it?
I think nobody
knows.
No.
If Katie doesn't know, nobody knows.
I think it has something to do with, like, processing memory.
Hmm.
Like, and even if you're not dreaming about something that actually happened or something that you're remembering.
Yeah.
But it is.
No, don't Google
it. I'm going to Google it.
It's just going to, nothing's going to come up.
Why do we dream?
Nothing's going to come up.
It's just going to be a blank page.
Yeah.
Memory consolidation.
Fake news.
Emotional regulation. Rehearsal.
Oh, back to the guy shutting down the factory.
Mental housekeeping. Oh.
What's that one?
I don't know about that, but then it... Maybe this isn't so...
What does it say?
Well, the next one says... Predicting the future.
What's this? Hold on. Cite the source.
The Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, the Cleveland Clinic says predict the future.
Let's see. Dreams may help the brain predict future states and how to best react to them.
Okay. All right. So that's a little bit. It's future casting. That's what it is.
Cognitive simulation.
Yeah. That's kind of like when presidents do debate prep.
Right.
And you actually have to hire somebody that can act like your opponent. All right. Okay. All right. So I guess we know a little bit about dreams. Somebody said, text into 909-1065, the best is when you go to sleep in the car or a plane on a long trip. You wake up and you're basically, you've teleported to a new destination.
That is the best.
Yeah,
There was one flight to Hawaii you and I went on, and I crashed out for like, because I usually can't sleep on a plane, but I crashed out for like 3 hours. I woke up and I was like, what? Hawaii.
Well, I'm not speaking for you, but I know for a fact that I passed out, not fell asleep. There's a big difference between the two.
On a plane?
Oh, yeah. I was hammered.
Oh, this on is that a different flight? This is a different one.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
All
this is when we went with our families.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. You did get hammered that other time.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
Don Quake's queued up, ready to go for another phone scam, and he's calling a guy named Preston. His wife wanted me to phone scam him. He is a taxidermist. Do you know what that means?
Yes, of course. After an animal passes, you restuff it and make it look alive.
Oh. Exactly. I could not pass this phone scam opportunity up. So I am calling him as conspiracy theorist old man Don Quake to say that I want my beloved dog to be stuffed. And the only problem is my dog is not dead yet. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
How you doing? Is this... Hold on one second. Where the hell did... Who is this... Oh, I found it. Is this Preston?
Yes, this is Preston.
Who's
this?
There you go. fifth time's a charm. I kept calling wrong numbers. My name is Don Quake, and I was told that you're a taxidermist.
Yes, I do taxidermy, among other things.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good. Okay. I require your services, sir. How do we get the ball rolling on this?
Well, you just tell me a little bit about the animal that you would like brought in for taxidermy, and we can give you a quote and set up that process.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay. So it is a dog. It is my dog, and he's got a little bit of a Shih Tzu in him, as well as a little bit of Great Dane. So you can obviously picture how beautiful he is, and I want him stuffed.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm very sorry for your loss. My condolences.
I appreciate that. He's not dead yet, though.
Oh, I see. He's very sick.
No.
So you want your dog is alive and well, and you want to kill him and stuff him?
You see, my dog, his name is General Schwarzkopf, and he's the best damn dog I've ever had. He's beautiful, and I know for a fact I want him preserved. I want to keep him forever as a token of our love and our friendship, and I want to do it now while he's looking beautiful.
Okay, well, that's not... We don't take live animals and put them in for taxidermy. This is if you enjoy your dog General, what was his name again?
Schwarzkopf.
If you enjoy his company, you should enjoy his company while he's still alive. And
that was the commander overall of Desert Storm, if you remember back in the 1990s.
I'm not familiar, but thank you.
He's a true patriot.
Are you okay yourself, sir? You seem to be clearing your throat a lot. Are you feeling okay?
Well? No, I'm fine. I have chronic phlegm. Many people think that it was from my time in war, but I think it's because of my wife's spicy food. I hear what you're dropping there, young man. So here's what I'll do. I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, so I will take care of the dirty business,
I'm so sorry. I have to interrupt you. I can't allow that to happen. If your dog is alive and well, you can't. Yeah, we should keep it that way, okay? We should keep it that way.
I don't want to wait until he's old. The last dog that I had made it to 16 years old. And God bless her, she was wonderful, but she looked awful. But half her face was hanging off, and she didn't have use of her tail anymore, so it just kind of hung lifeless off the back of her body, which you can imagine created all sorts of bowel problems. But she was a trooper, though. That's why I called her Trooper.
I see.
The only request is I would like him to have different eyes when you stuff him. Like, give him, like, human eyes.
First of all, we don't have human eyes just lying around.
Oh, okay. I'll special order them then. My wife taught me how to use the Amazon. So, okay. I'll be down there sometime today. I'll come by myself first and we'll have this conversation in person.
Okay, please don't do anything to your current dog before we talk in person.
Okay, I won't, except give that beautiful boy some kisses on his booper.
There is booper?
I'll talk to you soon, my friend, okay?
Okay, thank you,
And
sir.
One more thing then before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Preston, your wife wanted me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Yesterday, we saw Beetlejuice 2.
Yes.
And we told you that we would have not a review for it. I have a review for it that you can see by texting movies to 916-909-1065. But we told you that Kevin was going to tell us, after seeing the second one but never seeing the first one, what he thought the first one was about.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this.
I can't either.
Okay, and to recap very quickly, he thought based on just trailers he's seen of the first one, that the first one was about Beetlejuice, the fun uncle.
Right. Who is a zombie.
Who is a zombie and recently out of prison for kidnapping.
And goes on adventures with his family. All right. Okay. So clearly, or not clearly, I don't know. What about that was wrong?
Okay. He is not the fun uncle. He is fun, all right. But he's like an evil fun.
Okay, all right.
Like he's like a demon lord or something like that.
Okay,
he
right.
He has magical powers.
Okay.
Don't say his name three times.
Don't because, do it.
Oh, you'll get sucked into like a mini town or something.
Uh-huh. A mini town. Okay, right.
Yes. So that's what you thought, where they had to pull a number. You thought that was a tiny town?
That was the underworld.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Everyone looked dead.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so the first one is probably, like, the main character now in the number two.
Okay, Lydia.
Lydia, yes. She accidentally summons Beetlejuice.
Okay.
And then,
this is in the first one.
Okay, yes, so you're describing what you believe the first one to be. Got it.
The first one. She makes a deal with the devil, a.k.a. him.
Okay.
Beetlejuice. And then probably it got twisted or something, and she feels betrayed, but then he falls in love with her for some reason.
Okay.
And then she gets him trapped back into the underworld, or he returns to the underworld. I'm not sure, but she can definitely see ghosts. Like, that's her superpower.
Okay. You know what? You've got, like, maybe 70%
of it.
Okay.
Right? Most
so that's
of it.
Actually very impressive.
Yes.
There were certain things, though, during the screening of Beetlejuice 2, where Kevin, who had never seen the original one, was absolutely hysterical trying to figure, like, okay, so remember the model in the attic from the first one?
Yes.
Okay, so it's covered in a sheet. There's a scene in the second one where they have to go back to the model and they take the sheet off. Kevin sat up in his chair like, okay, here we go. We are going to get some answers
right.
Now. And no.
Never another. No.
And Kevin looked so disappointed. And then out of nowhere, and I think you were in the bathroom, which was so upsetting. There is a part, there are no spoilers here, but there is a part in Beetlejuice 2 where they find themselves in the desert with the sandworm and stuff like that.
Okay.
Kevin couldn't have been more confused by that. Kevin looks at me when they fall into the sand, and then he looks at me and he first of all sits back in his seat like he's scared, and he's like how's that? And he looks at me and he goes, are we still watching the same movie? I go, yeah, this is all Beetlejuice. And he goes, where are they? I go, wait, just watch. And then the sandworm shows up and Kevin goes, what?
After the movie, he called those ghost worms.
Right.
They're dressed like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice ghost worms.
Yeah.
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 So, okay. So what does it make you want to watch the first one?
No.
Oh.
No. Number two was scary for me.
It was a scary movie.
It was like
kind of
gruesome.
All right. Yeah. You were scared by it.
Wasn't ready for that.
There was too much.
I was so confused the whole movie. It was like,
yeah,
what?
You looked confused.
You did.
There were some parts that I was like, okay, maybe that's from the first one. And then the other person was like, you didn't need to add that, I don't think. It doesn't really help.
Well, you think. You have no idea.
You don't know.
I recommend, Kevin, you watch the first one at some point. No?
Was it after 2000s?
You mean before?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. All right. Well, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried. It is a very good, it's a classic film, so I think that you would really enjoy it, though. Again, you can text the word movies to 916-909-1065-4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A review.
1065 The End.
Win your way into the Disneyland Resort with The End's Magic Ticket Pin.
All right. Now, full disclosure, we had a little bit of a hiccup yesterday. But all four numbers were given out. But first, you know what? First, we need caller number 17.
Yes.
Wake up call. Who's this? Hello? Is this Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Lawrence, you are caller 17.
Woo!
All right.
Now, hold on. Everybody calm down.
I won't.
You need to know what yesterday's Disneyland pin number is. Probably one of the most difficult pins to figure out. Yeah, it was controversial. But what was yesterday's Disneyland pin?
Isn't that the 5112?
Yes, it is.
Woo! Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay.
You got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. But hold on a second, though, because if you know what the secret pin number was, the fifth number that we post on Instagram every day, it gets upgraded to a 6-pack.
Oh.
So what number was that? Do you know?
Instagram. Was it number 6?
Lawrence! Yes!
Yes!
Unbelievable, my friend. You know what? Control your excitement. Control it.
This is great.
Wow. Yeah, well, we couldn't tell.
You're shocked into silence.
You know, my wife probably listening to this.
Oh.
So when she hears it, she's gonna be just go crazy.
Was she the one who told you what the numbers were?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So you did it yourself. Good for you. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you rolled your sleeves up. You're a bootstrap puller.
Yeah,
I love
it.
You're brimming with excitement. I'll bet you're a blast of parties. Stay on hold. You got yourself a 6-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And we'll talk to you in a second.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The world waits with bated breath. Everyone unable to move to find out who is today's winner on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's like when the three wise men were following the star to the baby Jesus.
That's this contest.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah.
And we are playing with caller 17, and that is you, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Listen, homie, the jackpot is up to $220, so this is no joke, all right?
Okay, I'm out of here.
Kay's leaving the studio. It's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Incredible. Go in today for some lunch, for some dinner. It's great for either one. All right, you ready to play?
Let's go.
Here we go. Question one. Director Tim Burton has a really big week right now. He has his movie Beetlejuice 2 coming out this Friday. You can see my review for it by texting movie to 909-1065. But he also is finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which of these celebrities, shockingly, does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, or Tom Hanks?
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
All right, question two. Justin Bieber seemed to have been retired from music due to health conditions, but becoming a father seems to have inspired him because it was announced that he's back in the studio making new music right now. Bieber's last album came out in 2021. Was it called Blinded, Starshine, or Justice?
I'm going to say Justice.
Question three, they said they'd never be able to make it into a movie, but Minecraft the movie is coming out in April. We got our first look yesterday starring Jason Momoa and Jack Black as the famous character Steve. If you want to see the trailer, text Steve, S-T-E-V-E, to 909-1065. What is money called in Minecraft?
Wow, I don't play that game. I'm going to have to take a guess and say coins.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
Dollar bill.
Okay. Question four. The award-winning Hulu comedy Only Murders in the Building has just been renewed for a fifth season. This time, it follows the three crime solvers out of New York City and into LA as their podcast is being turned into a movie. I don't know how I feel about this. There are three main characters on that show. Name two of the actors that play them. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. I read the wrong question. Which city has a bigger population, New York City or L.A.?
New York City.
And question five. Travis Kelce is getting into the racehorse business. He has purchased a racehorse primarily because it is named, I'm not making this up, Swift Delivery. Eye roll. If he paid $30,000 for the horse and the jockey gets paid $77,000 a year and the caretaker for the horse gets $12,000 a year, how much total is this costing Travis Kelce for the first year?
Okay, so the horse is $30,000.
Yep.
The jockey is paid $77,000.
Yep.
And the other person gets paid $12,000.
Yep.
Total would be $119,000.
All righty. Awesome. Please bring Katie back into the studio. Jason, what do you do for a living?
I work for the state.
What, do you know Katie's husband, Mike?
I do not.
What do you do?
I'm a legal support supervisor.
That's not what Mike does.
No.
Nope.
All right,
I don't know what he is, actually. Good wife.
Yeah, sorry. All right, Jason, you're now on hold. Katie, ready to play?
Yeah.
Director Tim Burton got a big week this week. He's got Beetlejuice 2 coming out on Friday. Yep. You saw it. Yep. I saw it. You can see my review at texting movie to 909-1065. But he's also finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Which of the following celebrities, shockingly, does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, or Tom Hanks?
I actually think it's Brad Pitt.
It is Brad Pitt. Crazy. Neither does George Clooney, by the way, and that is an outrage.
That's where I thought it was going.
Question two. Justin Bieber seemed to have been retired from music because of his health conditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a dad now, so he's inspired to make some music. He's back in the studio. Okay. He's working on new music. Bieber's last album came out in 2021. Was it called Blinded, Starshine,
no,
or Justice?
Justice.
Yeah, it was called Justice. Question three. They said it would never happen, but Minecraft the movie is coming out in April. It's going to star Jason Momoa and Jack Black as the famous Minecraft character Steve. You can text Steve to 909-1065 if you want to see the trailer. What is money called in Minecraft?
Oh, mine coins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you. You've got kids.
No, my daughter likes
them. Yeah. Mine coins. Question four. The award-winning Hulu comedy Only Murders in the Building got renewed for a fifth season.
Oh, good.
This time it's going to follow the three crime solvers out of New York City and into L.A., because their podcast is being turned into a movie.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about the plot of this.
I almost don't even care, just as long as I get to see them all together.
I guess. I feel like they need to stay in New York City,
we'll
though.
We'll see.
But which city has a bigger population, New York City or L.A.?
Oh, God. I'm going to say New York City?
Yeah.
They're like right on top of each other.
I mean, New York City's got like 8 million people. LA only has like 3 or something like that. And question 5, Travis Kelce, he's getting into the racehorsing business.
Okay.
He bought a horse primarily because the horse's name was Swift Delivery.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
If he paid $30,000 for the horse, $77,000 a year goes to the jockey to race the horse.
Okay.
And $12,000 a year goes to the caretaker of the horse.
Okay.
How much total is this costing Kelce in the first year?
Oh, God. Okay. 7, 8, 9.
Those are real numbers, by the way.
119,000.
Wowie wow, everybody. Jason, she went 5 for 5, but how many points did you get? You got 4.
Ooh.
Katie wins.
Dang it.
Dang it indeed. All right. Well, listen. Every day can't be roses, except for Katie's husband, Mike.
Because he gets to be married to me.
That's what I was going to say.
I knew it. Okay.
Jason, what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Real close, my friend.
Not today. That's all right. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Everybody has bucket lists that have very specific things on there. And Kevin has one that are on a lot of people's bucket lists. And that is to ride in a hot air balloon. Think about how magical that could be. Right? You get to cross off a bucket list item while you're in the sky. Beautiful. Kevin can do it. He can do it this week. And he can do it while live on the air. And now he doesn't want to. Tell us how this whole thing started.
Okay, it started because I saw an Instagram ad about this big, gigantic hot air balloon festival, okay? And so I reached out to them, and guess what?
What?
Literally, they replied back same day.
Okay.
And said...
Wait, you reached out and said what to them?
They have a media request form. If you want to cover this
if
event,
you're a media person,
let us know.
Okay.
And I said, okay, let me try it. They probably won't reply back. They replied back so quick, okay? Red flag number one.
Red flag?
I literally just, like, you know, submitted the form, and then, like, 2 hours later, they're like...
2 hours later?
Yeah, bitch, I know!
Seems like they actually really have their stuff together. Oh,
sometimes I submit media forms I never hear back.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you find that to be a green flag?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And then they emailed me. Instantly was like, hello, Kevin, reaching out because we saw that you're interested. We will reserve a room for you to stay there and view the event. I clutched my pearls.
Wait, a hotel room?
Yes, at the GSR.
Because this event is in
Reno. And they said, oh, we saw that you were all the way from Elk Grove. You have to go through a mountain, which I don't know if that's true. So you should just stay here. We'll cover a room for you. I was like, damn.
Okay, so is that a good thing?
No. Oh. I'm nervous. Because do you know how much a room is at the Grand Sierra?
Okay, no.
Well, okay.
A lot.
Well, they probably, like, blocked out... Like,
yeah, how'd you know? They said you could stay in our media block.
Because that's what they do. Every time we go to Disneyland, they do the same thing.
What is the problem?
This is all happening too well. Okay. Oh, it's too good to be true.
I see. Okay. So if you're just joining us, Kevin has an opportunity to fly in a hot air balloon during the show, which we would have him live on the air from the sky in a hot air balloon. And it's the Hot Air Balloon Festival in Reno that is offering to let him do it for free. They'll even pay for a hotel room for him. And all of this sounds too good to be true. Kevin, yeah. You would be an idiot not to take advantage of this.
Well, okay, I mean, hold on.
So many red flags.
Okay, how did you want it to go down so that it would be less red flags? Walk us through that. You email them.
What's a dream scenario?
Right. You email them with the expectation of, like, hey, somebody get back to me, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
Then they say, hey, saw you were interested. Come on by. We'll give you some tickets.
Okay.
That's it.
But you would have to pay for your own room then.
Right.
But you don't want to do that.
No, I don't have that money.
Okay, so it seems like a good thing that they're...
It is a good thing, but it's like, pinch me. Is this real?
No, this isn't it. No.
What if I get there and then they're like, oh, sorry, we don't see your name.
No, none of this is true. I figured this out.
Okay.
You're scared to go in a hot air balloon.
I mean, I am scared of heights.
Are you also scared to go to Reno by yourself?
I mean, what if I get attacked?
By who?
Reno people.
Why would they attack you?
I don't know anyone in Reno. Just a little Asian boy. I just want to buy your Instagram picture.
Who's going to attack you?
I'm a hot commodity, okay? This little booty, everybody wants some of this.
Okay, so you think you're going to get assaulted?
Okay, so you think they're gonna say, uh-oh, here comes Elk Grove.
Yes.
And they're gonna be
tall,
like,
handsome.
Right, with that little booty.
Yes.
And what a hot commodity. Uh-huh. I'm gonna try to get me some of that.
Yes.
Okay. So just to recap, you are not going to fly in a hot air balloon for free in a gorgeous hotel for free. Because you're worried Reno people will attack you.
Kind of.
You know what? It's good for you
to come out of my bubble?
Yes.
Come out, Kevin.
To find out how to get through the mountains of Reno.
I think he's also scared of the dark and doesn't want to stay in a hotel room by himself.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So we will respond to this email and say, yes, Kevin will. When is this? You know what? It's this week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin will be broadcasting live from a hot air balloon at some point. We got to figure out what day it is, okay? And I want to hear apparently the fear in your voice.
Of not just the hot air balloons, but the people of Reno.
Yeah.
Okay. 106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I want to talk to you guys about the TSA.
Okay.
Anybody know what the TSA stands for?
No, actually.
Travel Service Agency.
I don't need
that. Security
Transportation
Agency?
Transportation Security
Something.
Association.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the TSA really picked a fight with everybody. Everybody, you and you and anybody else.
How? Take your shoes off?
They considered peanut butter a liquid.
The thick peanut butter?
Is there another kind?
No.
And it launched a whole thing.
Okay.
And TSA took the bait.
No.
Yes. And they started a fight. And some really big nerds out there said, how dare you consider peanut butter a liquid?
Right.
Well, then what is it, a paste?
I'm glad you asked. Somebody found out and said peanut butter is technically a Bingham plastic. What? It's considered a Bingham plastic, and it's a subset of the non-Newtonian fluids.
Okay, these feel like made up
so
words.
It's in the same family as toothpaste and mayonnaise. Like, it is not, like, to say plastic doesn't mean plastic, like we're thinking. It's just a chemical category for that type of consistency.
But then what is conditioner?
Oh, that I don't know. That's probably straight liquid. I mean, I would agree with that. That's liquid.
Conditioner?
Sure.
But it's...
It's like hand cream for your hair. It's basically what it is.
And so wait, lotion is considered a liquid.
Definitely. So they said, so the TSA said, you know, peanut butter is a liquid. And because of that, you can't have more than 3.5 ounces of it. And then people started being like, hey, TSA, when you have dinner, do you love to wash it down with a cup of peanut butter?
Okay. Okay.
And other people are like, hey, TSA, this is why nobody likes you.
No. Yeah.
So TSA, somebody finally tweeted at the TSA that definition of peanut butter as being a Bingham plastic, which is a subset of the non-Newtonian fluids. And TSA just responded with, peanut butter is a liquid, period. We said what we said.
Oh, where'd this come from? A little sassy.
I think that's so funny.
That, you know what?
Good for the TSA.
That's very TSA.
Right.
Okay, like, you're not really getting a lot of nice ones.
No.
They all generally, they look like, they're braced for a clapback.
Right.
Like, they're always, like, on the starting line, like, oh, we're ready to go.
And there's not a lot of people who follow different secretaries, cabinet secretaries, but just in case you didn't know who's in charge of the TSA, it's the transportation secretary, who's a guy named Pete Buttigieg, who is a gay man. And I'm just kind of... As somebody who has a gay brother who is married to a gay man, I've got two gay men in my life. When they set their mind to something, it is a, we said what we said.
That is true.
And I think that's now coming through.
Okay.
For good and bad.
Peanut butter does seem like, I've never built a bomb. I'm just going to say it.
Wow.
That can't cancel me. But I would imagine somewhere in there, there's got to be something that's the consistency of peanut butter in making a bomb, right?
It does seem bomb-like.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because the wake-up call's pro-bomb.
No.
We are not pro-bomb.
No, no.
Write that down, everyone.
We say it all the time.
Write it down and date it. And since we're on the subject of non-Newtonian fluids, which is why you come to the wake-up call, I'm going to throw toothpaste and mayonnaise also in that. Seems kind of bomb-like.
Mayonnaise?
Part of a bomb. Yeah, have you ever seen dried mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If I told you that dried mayonnaise could hold together the red wire and the blue wire,
yep,
you'd believe me.
I would. You know what they never stop you for? Play-Doh.
Mmm.
Now,
which I've seen Play-Doh used in many movies, something called C4. And I feel like I've watched people take bricks of Play-Doh.
Always.
And put wires in it.
Yes.
And then either stick it to walls or leave it.
Wrap it in duct tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then while we're on the subject also, doesn't it seem like if you're going to use peanut, if you're just joining us, TSA is considering peanut butter a liquid.
And if you disagree...
You can go straight to hell.
Yeah.
It does seem like if you're going to use peanut butter as part of your bomb.
Okay.
You don't need more than 3.5 ounces of it. Right?
Yeah.
You can bring Play-Doh.
The world is upside down, guys. can't bring more. Can't bring 4 ounces of peanut butter on a plane. But you know what you can bring? Probably sticks of dynamite at this point.
Right. Red wires, blue wires, all green wires, all the wires.
Little tiny countdown clocks.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, we're going to be talking about Lily Allen here, who, to be perfectly honest, is somebody like Lana Del Rey to me. Like, they are very famous, but I don't know why.
Yes.
And the internet is coming for Lily Allen, and they have torches and pitchforks, and it's because of something that she did a while ago. She returned an adopted dog, and people are furious about it. Now, this happened during COVID, and Lily Allen says that she returned this dog because the dog ate her passports.
Okay.
Her passport, and I guess her kid's passport. And now I know at first you're just like, who cares? Like, that doesn't seem like enough of a reason. Here's the actual quote, though, because there's more to it than just the dog ate the passports. She ate all three of our passports and they had our visas in it. I cannot tell you how much money it cost me to get everything replaced because it was during COVID. And so it was just an absolute logistical nightmare because the father of my children lives in England. I could not get my children back to see their dad for like 4 months, 5 months because this effing dog had eaten the passports. And then I guess the dad threatened litigation. Oh, and then that was also part of it. So out of frustration, she took the dog. The dog's name was Mary, back to the pound.
The dog didn't open a file cabinet and sort through all of your important documents and then pick out the passport and visas and chew them up. You left them in a place where Mary, who probably is known for chewing things up, I'm sure this wasn't her first, you know, thing that she got in her mouth. You left these vital documents out for her to get there.
That's a great point. And that is the number one criticism being lodged against her, specifically people saying this is your own stupidity kind of a thing.
Listen,
it is kind of funny to picture a dog, though, going through a filing cabinet being like Social Security cards, not chewy
not
enough.
In the mood.
What do we have here? Birth certificates. I just had birth certificates. Passports. I kind of on her side, though.
You're on her side?
Yeah, and here's why. I don't know why we have this, and I understand, like, well, you're supposed to, before you adopt a dog, spend a lot of time with it at the vet or at the pound and stuff. But, like, you're still only spending an hour here, maybe two on two different visits with this animal that God knows what happened to it before. I'm not talking specifically about Lily Allen's dog. I'm talking about dogs in general. There's such a stigma about returning the dog to the pound if it doesn't work out. And if it doesn't work out, I don't think that should be anybody's fault. PETA, who's one of the big people coming for Lily Allen on the internet. We all know how PETA can activate big parts of the internet to have their soldiers go after people and shame them. They're saying a dog should never be returned to the pound. That you've made the commitment, you have this dog, you know, dogs are innocent, blah, 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 blah. We all know what PETA says.
I mean,
I can't agree with that.
If there's like biting or something, I can understand. Usually, though, wouldn't you just try to rehome the dog? Not take it to a place where sometimes there's just too many dogs, so they have to put them down?
I guess. But I guess that's... Kevin, you rehome dogs, right?
No, not often like that.
They were just taken from you.
Yes, by force, but I still love my two dogs.
Wherever they are.
You're just not allowed to have them.
Not allowed to have them, but I still visit them.
Do they recognize you?
Yeah, they even wag their tails. Okay, why did this turn on me?
Do you have to show them your passport?
Ew.
Lily Allen defended herself. She's like, the dog was just, it was too much to handle even before this. Like, she said that she really tried. She would take him on three long walks a day, two with us, one by a dog walker. The dog went out with other dogs for, you know, socialization. And the dog could never be left alone because it was constantly getting into things and stuff like that. Like, how do you have a situation like this and not just return it to the pound?
It's rare that people do everything they possibly can before returning the dog. And it sounds like she's really stuck on this passport thing.
Of all the things to eat. The passport.
It's delicious.
maybe we were wrong.
International cuisine.
The dog did like, you know, she promised me a treat. That little kid of hers threw something and I went to look for it for 5 minutes, never found it. And then finally I realized he never threw anything. When you eat that little bitch's passport.
Yeah, yeah. Not going to see your dad now, are you?
Right. If you have thoughts on this, you can always text us 909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Car Shield is a car insurance company that you've probably seen commercials for, starring all kinds of different celebrities, but the ones that I have seen the most are actor and former rapper Ice-T.
Shield, whether you got a small problem like a power window motor or a big problem like an engine or transmission,
you know this commercial?
Thousands of dollars.
Ice-T's walking around in a cool man leather jacket, you know, and then he also did another one where him and Vivica A. Fox, who she has her own line of Car Shield commercials, they team up together. It's kind of like the Avengers finally coming together.
Love it.
And they had one where they are in a morgue. Weird place to start a commercial, and they unzip a body bag to find a smoking car part.
How'd it happen?
She showed up dead on arrival.
This never gets easier.
It does when you call Car Shield before your car breaks down. Look at these prices. The camshaft, transmission.
All right, so you get the idea.
Now, it is a car insurance for when your car breaks down, not if you get in an accident.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because apparently, it's very deceptive what Car Shield even is. Because they have just, well, they settled. So I don't know what they were being sued for, but they settled with a $10 million settlement against false advertising in their commercials. And listen, I think I speak for everybody. Don't do that to Ice-T. He's been through enough.
He can't. He couldn't have known.
He's been solving crimes for all of us. Don't do that to professional wrestler Ric Flair.
Is he in him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't do that to sports announcer Chris Berman. Like, they've spent so much money on
celebrity endorsements.
Like, washed up celebrities.
So it's an extended auto warranty.
Yes.
Here's what I don't like about this. Besides the fact that, like, obviously it sounds like people aren't getting what they believed that they were going to get. This only solidifies all the things that Gavin has said about Car Shield, a person that didn't really know what it was until right now. Because we have the TV on, we have the news on here just in case something happens and it's our job to report it to you. And unfortunately, we see Ice and Vivica more than we should.
And what have I been saying?
Usually you bitch about how much they probably are making for this and why would they give Vivica A. Fox, leave Ice-T to solving crimes.
Right.
Why are you making him do this?
I basically have said these commercials are so terrible that who would use this service? And now turns out I was right.
Well, no, you weren't right.
Well, I was pretty close.
You've never said, I don't believe that this is actually a good product.
Well,
your beef comes from a lot less, it seems. Okay, so who is a celebrity endorser that you could see and then you'd be like, I can understand why you bought it after seeing that commercial?
For a Car Shield commercial?
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Oh. What?
Because you think he looks like he needs an extended warranty?
Yeah. Okay. If I saw Pete Davidson with his sunken in eyes just walking in and just a hoodie and dirty shorts,
okay,
I'd be like, hey, it's Pete Davidson, and I just want to say that I flipped my truck last night. How did I do it? I don't know, but thank God Car Shield was there. And that's all he's into the commercial for, and we just see smoking wrecks for the rest of the commercial.
Okay, again, not what Car Shield does. It's not for wrecks.
We don't know what Car Shield does. They just had to pay $10 million because they didn't do it.
You can watch the commercials, Gavin, and watch them without hate in your heart and your eyes, because they tell you in the commercials it's for when your car breaks down and the cost of repairing it is too expensive.
All right, okay, all right, hold on. Hey, this is JoJo Siwa.
No, she drives Teslas with her face on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. They wouldn't cover a Tesla. Car Shield doesn't know what a Tesla is.
Right.
Okay. Another celebrity that Car Shield would get that does speak to the quality of service you get from Car Shield. It would be, hey, it's Post Malone.
Yes.
Okay. I was in somebody's car on my way to a show. I don't know how long I was in that car. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. I gotta get to the show.
Okay. Hey, this is Bam Margera for Car Shield. I just lucky to have a car at this point. So I really need this Kia Sorento to keep driving.
If your friends all say you're driving around the Bam Margera of cars, Car Shield's for you. Ready to fall apart and die at any moment. We don't know how it's still running.
You're surprised your car's still running? I'm surprised I am.
Car Shield, thumbs up. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're going to be talking about Lily Allen here, who to be perfectly honest is somebody like Lana Del Rey to me. Like, they are very famous, but I don't know why.
Yes.
And the internet is coming for Lily Allen, and they have torches and pitchforks, and it's because of something that she did a while ago. She returned an adopted dog, and people are furious about it. Now, this happened during COVID, and Lily Allen says that she returned this dog because the dog ate her passports.
Okay.
Her passport, and I guess her kid's passport. And now, I know at first you're just like, who cares? Like, that doesn't seem like enough of a reason. Here's the actual quote, though, because there's more to it than just the dog ate the passports. She ate all three of our passports, and they had our visas in it. I cannot tell you how much money it cost me to get everything replaced because it was during COVID. And so it was just an absolute logistical nightmare because the father of my children lives in England. I could not get my children back to see their dad for like 4 months, 5 months, because this effing dog had eaten the passports. And then I guess the dad threatened litigation.
Oh,
and then that was
God.
Also part of it. So out of frustration, she took the dog. The dog's name was Mary, back to the pound.
The dog didn't open a file cabinet and sort through all of your important documents and then pick out the passport and visas and chew them up. You left them in a place where Mary, who probably is known for chewing things up, I'm sure this wasn't her first, you know, thing that she got in her mouth. You left these vital documents out for her to get there.
That's a great point. And that is the number one criticism being lodged against her, specifically people saying this is your own stupidity kind of a thing.
Listen,
it is kind of funny to picture a dog, though, going through a filing cabinet being like, social security cards, not chewy
not
enough.
In the mood.
What do we have here? Birth certificates. I just had birth certificates. Passports. I kind of on her side, though.
You're on her side?
Yeah, and here's why. I don't know why we have this, and I understand, like, Well, you're supposed to, before you adopt a dog, spend a lot of time with it at the vet or at the pound and stuff. But like, you're still only spending an hour here, maybe two on two different visits with this animal that God knows what happened to it before. I'm not talking specifically about Lily Allen's dog. I'm talking about dogs in general. There's such a stigma about returning the dog to the pound if it doesn't work out. And if it doesn't work out, I don't think that that should be anybody's fault. PETA, who's one of the big people coming for Lily Allen on the internet. We all know how PETA can activate big parts of the internet to have their soldiers go after people and shame them. They're saying a dog should never be returned to the pound. That you've made the commitment, you have this dog, you know, dogs are innocent, blah, 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 blah. We all know what PETA says.
I mean,
I can't agree with that.
If there's like biting or something, I can understand. Usually, though, wouldn't you just try to rehome the dog? Not take it to a place where sometimes there's just too many dogs, so they have to put them down?
I guess. But I guess that's... Kevin, you rehome dogs, right?
No, not often like that.
They were just taken from you.
Yes, by force, but I still love my two dogs.
Wherever they are.
You're just not allowed to have them.
Not allowed to have them, but I still visit them.
Would they recognize you?
Yeah, they even wag their tails. Even okay, why did this turn on me?
Do you have to show them your passport?
Ew.
Lily Allen defended herself. She's like, the dog was just, it was too much to handle even before this. Like, she said that she really tried. She would take him on three long walks a day, two with us, one by a dog walker. The dog went out with other dogs for, you know, socialization. And the dog could never be left alone because it was constantly getting into things and stuff like that. Like, how do you have a situation like this and not just return it to the pound?
It's rare that people do everything they possibly can before returning the dog. And it sounds like she's really stuck on this passport thing.
Of all the things to eat. The passport.
It's delicious.
maybe we were wrong.
International cuisine.
The dog did like, you know, she promised me a treat. That little kid of hers threw something and I went to look for it for 5 minutes, never found it. And then finally I realized he never threw anything. When you eat that little bitch's passport.
Yeah, not going to see your dad now, are you?
Right. If you have thoughts on this, you can always text us, 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call.
Car Shield is a car insurance company that you've probably seen commercials for, starring all kinds of different celebrities. But the ones that I have seen the most are actor and former rapper Ice-T.
Shield, whether you got a small problem like a power window motor or a big problem like an engine or transmission,
you know this commercial?
Thousands of dollars.
Ice-T's walking around in a cool man leather jacket, you know. And then he also did another one where him and Vivica A. Fox, who she has her own line of Car Shield commercials, they team up together. It's kind of like the Avengers finally coming together.
Love it.
And they had one where they are in a morgue. Weird place to start a commercial, and they unzip a body bag to find a smoking car part.
How'd it happen?
She showed up dead on arrival.
This never gets easier.
It does when you call Car Shield before your car breaks down. Look at these prices. The camshaft transmission.
All right, so you get the idea.
Now, it is a car insurance for when your car breaks down, not if you get in an accident.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because apparently... it's very deceptive what Car Shield even is, because they have just, well, they settled. So I don't know what they were being sued for, but they settled with a $10 million settlement against false advertising in their commercials. And listen, I think I speak for everybody. Don't do that to Ice-T. He's been through enough.
He can't. He couldn't have known.
He's been solving crimes for all of us. Don't do that to professional wrestler Ric Flair.
Is he in him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't do that to sports announcer Chris Berman. Like, they've spent so much money on
celebrity endorsements.
Like, washed up celebrities.
So it's an extended auto warranty.
Yes.
Here's what I don't like about this. Besides the fact that, like, obviously it sounds like people aren't getting what they believed that they were going to get. This only solidifies all the things that Gavin has said about CarShield. A person that didn't really know what it was until right now. Because we have the TV on, we have the news on here just in case something happens and it's our job to report it to you. And unfortunately, we see ICE and Vivica more than we should.
And what have I been saying?
Usually you bitch about how much they probably are making for this. And why would they give Vivica A. Fox? Leave Ice-T to solving crimes. Right. Why are you making him do this?
I basically have said these commercials are so terrible that who would use this service? And now, turns out, I was right.
Well, no, you weren't right.
Well, I was pretty close.
You've never said, I don't believe that this is actually a good product. Well, your beef comes from a lot less, it seems. Okay, so who is a celebrity endorser that you could see and then you'd be like, I can understand why you bought it after seeing that commercial?
For a CarShield commercial?
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Oh. What?
Because you think he looks like he needs an extended warranty?
Yeah. Okay. If I saw Pete Davidson with his sunken in eyes just walking in and just a hoodie and dirty shorts,
okay,
I'd be like, hey, it's Pete Davidson, and I just want to say that I flipped my truck last night. How did I do it? I don't know, but thank God CarShield was there. And that's all he's into the commercial for, and we just see smoking wrecks for the rest of the commercial.
Okay, again, not what CarShield does. It's not for wrecks.
We don't know what CarShield does. They just have to pay $10 million because they didn't do it.
You can watch the commercials, Gavin, and watch them without hate in your heart and your eyes, because they tell you in the commercials it's for when your car breaks down and the cost of repairing it is too expensive.
All right, okay, all right, hold on. Hey, this is JoJo Siwa.
No, she drives Teslas with her face on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. They wouldn't cover a Tesla. CarShield doesn't know what a Tesla is.
Right.
Okay. Another celebrity that CarShield would get that does speak to the quality of service you get from CarShield. It would be, hey, it's Post Malone.
Yes.
Okay. I was in somebody's car on my way to a show. I don't know how long I was in that car. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. I gotta get to the show.
Okay. Hey, this is Bam Margera for CarShield. I'm just lucky to have a car at this point. So I really need this Kia Sorento to keep driving.
If your friends all say you're driving around the Bam Margera of cars, CarShield's for you. Ready to fall apart and die at any moment. We don't know how it's still running.
You're surprised your car's still running? I'm surprised I am.
CarShield, thumbs up. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.